every single viewer slash listener. I don't think I can say viewer. This is an auditory podcast slash radio show. This is definitely not a viewership thing. It's a listenership thing. Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of John's Basement Podcast slash Broadcast. And I have a very exciting new themed episode for tonight. I'm very excited to do this. If you listened to last week's episode, you will have known that I made a call to TikTok for artists to send me their music, and it blew up. So I have a lot of talent to draw from, which is cool. This is an amazing quote-unquote problem to have. So I've been listening to a lot of stuff for the past couple of days. This is the second episode I'm making since that TikTok blew up. And because of the success of that TikTok and because of how much artistry I have to choose from, I get to do thematic episodes now, which is pretty cool. So this is going to be a poppier episode, disclaimer, which is pretty different from the typical rock sphere that I tend to reach to, which I'm excited for. I mean, I have always been a huge proponent of doing whatever genre comes into my repertoire, and I'm cool with that. I love that. I love music, period. A lot of people who know me tend to think that I only listen to rock, which is not true. I don't know where that comes from, because I listen to so many different genres. Rock is definitely my favorite, without a doubt. I mean, that's what I play. It's what I've listened to for most of my life, but I love so many different styles of music, and honestly, my criteria is if your song is good and I like it and you sent me your music, I am going to find a way to put you on my show. So this is a poppier episode. It's cool. Last week, we kind of did like, I want to say like a rock, just like a general like pop rock. I've grown out of the 2000s era of music and I'm now making this awesome sound kind of styled episode, and it was really cool. I really genuinely loved all of the artists that I played last week, and I've made some cool new friends out of them, which is really cool. Super sick. And this week we have some new artists that are also amazing and a very fantastic interview, one of my favorites that I have done on this show, period. So let's get into the episode. The first artist that I'm going to be playing on tonight's show is an artist named Alpha Violet. So this song is called We Dance by Alpha Violet and Margot Masucci. Hope you guys dig it. You just listened to We Dance by Alpha Violet and Margo Masucci. Thank you to Alpha Violet for commenting your tunes and sending it on my radar. Thank you so much. Awesome track. And let's get into the next song. This next track that I'm going to play for you guys is a track by Dia Morgan, and this is her track Under Over. Hope you guys enjoy. Was Under Over by Dia Morgan. I really love the bass line on that track in particular. That's a really cool song. Thank you, Dia Morgan, for sending me your tunes and commenting it, putting it on my radar and in my listenership and in my playlists. Hope that I can help you out. And let's get on to the next one. But before I actually do that, this is so crazy, man. This is so crazy. I'm used to talking a lot between songs and being like, yeah, I gotta make my hour mark. I gotta hit my hour time limit. So I'm gonna ramble for a little bit. And I do ramble still, and I like as I'm doing right now in this very second. But this is so cool. This is so cool. I have so much new talent to draw from and so much new artistry to showcase. I'm so excited for the future of this show. Thank you guys so much for keeping it afloat. And yeah, this show is TikTok propaganda. I should put that in my bio somewhere. That would be really funny, I think. And if I think it will be done. This is so fun. I'm having the time of my life right now, man. So thank you. There's so much music to check out. I'm so excited for what my Spotify Wrapped is going to look like in 2021's November. So, or maybe December. I think it stops recording in November. We get it in December, right? Something like that. I'm genuinely so excited. It's going to be so underground this year. And my New Year's resolution is for my own band to not be my number one played artist this year. So let's hope that that comes true. that's not a joke. That's actually very sadly true. Every year for the past 3 years, it's been Spitfire. And I love my music. If I didn't love my music, I wouldn't put it out there. But I don't want to be my number one artist anymore. So let's get into another artist then. Oh, this is a good one. Let's play Static by Cole Carley. I really like this one a lot. I found this one a couple days ago, and it is a new favorite. So Static by Cole Carley, coming up right now.
I watch the old TV. Yeah. Life with the remote is easy. And enough I'm living freely. Can't figure out how to be me. Whoa.
Now that I am living, all I see is
static, static. All I see is static, static. Never even had it, had it. I could almost grab it, grab it. Static, static. All I see is static, static. Never even had it, had it. I could almost grab it, grab it. I gotta find entertainment. I'm always stuck on the same shit. The future can't be some lame bit. Static, static. Never even had it, had it. I could almost grab it, grab it. Static, static. All I see is static, static. Never even had it, had it. I could almost grab it, grab it. I'm digging up reruns. I'm missing what's been done. Just give me one reason to postpone the season. Digging up reruns. I'm missing what's been done. Just give me one reason to postpone the season. Static, static. All I see is static, static. Never even had it, had it. I could almost grab it, grab it. Yeah, yeah. Static, static. All I see is static, static. Never even had it, had it. I could almost grab it, grab it. Yeah.
Once again, that track was called Static by Cole Carley. Thank you so much for commenting your music, putting it in my playlist. It will find a nice home there. I'm going to take a moment to just make it known that, I don't mention it enough on the show. I'm going to make it known that there is a playlist, a master playlist for all the artists that I've played on this show that are on Spotify. Unfortunately, I can't make a cohesive playlist. I've played some artists that are exclusive to SoundCloud or exclusive to Bandcamp, so obviously I can't put them on the playlist. But if you don't have time to listen to a full hour playlist and you want to just listen to some of the songs and you want some new stuff to listen to, especially if you like any genre, because it's not genre based, it's just based off of artists that I've played, check out my playlist. I think it's just called John's Basement, the playlist. I'm always updating that. That one I'm frequently adding to the list. I'm adding new artists to, and I'm going to be putting 5 new artists in it at the end of this episode. So that'll be really cool. Honestly, you might even get a sneak peek at the artists that I play before I announce it on my Instagram and on TikTok, because I usually update it before I actually post the covers. But I'm excited. This is really cool. The future of the show is looking brighter than it's ever been. I mean, I started this show over the summer in 2020, it was in the spring. It was like not long after we had been sent home from schools and from work and had to isolate for the beginning portion of the pandemic. Because I mean, I myself am, I say this pretty much every episode, but I'm going to keep doing that because there's new listeners every episode. So, if you don't know me, my story is I'm a musician myself. I'm from Rockland County, New York originally. I've migrated to New York City since. And I am in an alternative rock band, indie band named Spitfire. And it really sucks not being able to play live music. And that was a really crushing blow for us and for a lot of my friends who are also in the music industry. Live music, as far as financials go alone, that's the primary source of income for a lot of artists, myself included. I mean, we would make only money at our shows selling t-shirts and stickers and pins, and not being able to do that has made it really hard for us to kind of keep things going. But luckily we at least in particular are, the three of the members in my band, myself included, have the capabilities to record music at home. And I'm very excited that in one sense, the music industry is kind of completely hindered, but in another sense, it's kind of taking off in a different way. I know so many artists have been releasing music while in quarantine, writing music while in quarantine, and in some ways it's kind of cool that we're able to find the beauty in this non-productive time. You can normally you'll find me doing stuff like in the normal world before COVID, I'm always planning the next show. We were planning a tour for the East Coast. We're from New York, so we were planning on going all the way down to Florida, making our way all the way back up, and probably hitting New England, and then ending once again in New York. And obviously that didn't happen. That was scheduled for summer 2020, and then in March, COVID broke out, and we all got stuck home, and that was a crushing blow to us. You know, we had a lot of big plans for 2020 that just didn't happen, and I know we're not the only ones. We're one of thousands of artists, probably, maybe more, who really just lost all their plans. And I was that was as far as mental health goes, that was really tough for me. I pride myself on being what I would call a workaholic. I'm always trying to schedule the next thing, talking to booking agents, talking to friends in other states, and this show is kind of what I've done to distract myself, keep myself busy in addition to what I'm doing with my band, whatever I can do with my band. And it's actually been really cool. I've met a lot of really fantastic artists. I really encourage you to check out my past episodes, which are all on Spotify. I don't believe this one's going to be on WCOV. Definitely not on WPUB, because we're not at school right now. But it will be up on Spotify day after I make this. I'm making this on the 12th. It will be up on the 13th. Yeah, like just I have, and this is a very genre neutral show. I don't really discriminate based on genre, and if you look back to older episodes, it'll be more of a mix. This episode especially being one of these prime examples, I can do more cohesive themes in as far as sound goes, so each episode is kind of more consistent and not all over the place. But in the past, I didn't have that many to draw from, and most of it are my friends or people that I've met along the way, and it's really cool. I've done some really fun interviews with people that I'm super close with, people that I met doing this show and I'm now friendly with. It's been a wild ride, and I'm really excited that going into 2021, no matter how shitty this year might be in comparison to last year, that's the thing too. Like, I don't buy the whole, it's 2021 now, everything's better, fuck 2020. Like, yeah, 2020 sucked, man, but we still got the same shit. Like, the problems don't just magically go away when the ball drops. You gotta still deal with the same problems that we've inherited from the past year. And I mean, if you really want to talk about it, I mean, 2020 started sucking in March, so until it's after March, I don't know if we can even say it's been a year of shit yet. But you know, that's not the point. You don't look for the shitty year. You look for the beauty within the shitty year. Because I mean, I think I finally found that, and I'm really thankful for that. And this show is one of those things that makes me feel productive. It's cool. It was really hard for a few months for me to get out of bed because I couldn't do shit. I couldn't plan shows. I couldn't plan band practices. I couldn't plan new merch. I couldn't plan anything. I was just kind of at a complete standstill, and that made the motivation process really hard for me to just get out of bed and be a productive member of society as far as production goes and productivity goes. But I finally have something that is, this is cool. I mean, now it's like, oh, I can schedule an interview for later this week. And then I get all nervous because I have social anxiety, which you wouldn't guess probably. And then I do the interview and I'm like, oh, wait, this was so fun. I'm so glad I did this. It's a wild ride. And I do hope that with every artist I promote on this show, I know this isn't a massive show, I know I don't have a massive fan base or listener base, but I do have some people who listen to these shows, and I really hope that just at least a few listeners will go to that artist that I play in these shows. I really do hope that I try to help as many artists as I can, because we're all in this shit together, and that's very cheesy, but we are. It's I don't agree with the musician's mentality that it's a competition, that you're competing with other musicians for the top. No. What an awful and twisted and self-destructive way to look at the music industry and to look at life. I think you should make as many friends as possible and help them out, because, I mean, this is something I get from business seminars that I go on to. I mean, I learned this in a Q&A session I attended with a record label, and the person speaking, who is one of the CEOs of the label, said, befriend every intern and everyone you can, because who's getting people coffee today might be signing executive contracts tomorrow. And it's true. I mean, the same translates especially as artists go. I mean, it's really cool. Some of the artists that I can interview on this show at like 500 listeners might be at 5,000 listeners by the end of the year. And I hope they do. I hope that I get to kind of assist them on that journey up and be a nice little time capsule from when they were smaller. Because that's the coolest shit in the world. I myself am a musician, and that's my dream. This has been a really long ramble, but I have time to do it, and I really just want to show the gratitude that I have for being able to have a platform and for getting nice reception from it and making some really cool connections along the way. So let's get into the next artist. This next track coming up is called Overthinking by the artist Shelby Olive. Hope you guys dig it.
Maybe I'm in over my head. Baby, you don't know what I go through when you leave me on red. I know you're probably busy. I know it's probably fine, but that doesn't stop me from thinking and overthinking. What could you be doing right now that's more important than me? What if you were somebody else who sees the crazy in me? I know you're probably busy. I know it's probably fine, but that doesn't stop me from
Once again, that track was called Overthinking by Shelby Olive. Thank you for sending your tunes, and I hope I can help you out a little bit and get some more listens. I keep going back to it, but I can't stop expressing my gratitude. But I'm not gonna say the same shit every episode, or at least every moment of this episode. But let's talk about this next interview that I'm going to do, because I'm very excited to talk about this interview. This next interview is with an artist named Jay Maya, or at least her artist name is Jay Maya. I found her also through the comment section of that viral TikTok, not viral, but active TikTok that I posted. And she is what you might call an overnight sensation, which is really cool. I'm excited to show this one. Literally, we just did this interview like an hour ago, and it is immediately one of my favorite interviews I got to do. Such an amazing, talkative guest, and that's amazing. That made my job very easy as an interviewee. So, not interviewee, interviewer. She's the interviewee. Ugh, I'm an English major. I should know these things. That's like the most embarrassing thing when like you're the guy who's supposed to know words and you mess up words. Ugh. Whatever. This is Jay Maya coming right up, and this is a fantastic interview, and I implore you to listen very attentively. So here we go. Jay Maya coming up right now. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another interview portion for John's Basement podcast/broadcast. I'm here with Jay Maya to talk about her new song, Achilles Heel. Congratulations, by the way, because as we do this interview, Achilles Heel is now at 283,243 streams on Spotify. So how does it feel? That's awesome.
To be honest, thank you for so much. By the way, thank you for saying that. That means the world. It's been probably the wildest week of my entire life, which is saying stuff, because I was once on the cover of BuzzFeed for embarrassing myself. So this tops that in a good way. But to be honest, when I put out the song, I thought I'd be stoked if I got like 1,000 streams in a week, you know, just because that's like 1,000 individual plays of your music. But I think I've been just absolutely blown away by the response to the song. And the song has opened up a lot of doors for me. I couldn't be more grateful. And, you know, it's something that started as like a silly Greek mythology pop demo on TikTok has now taken off into a fully fledged pop world where people want more Greek mythology pop songs. So I've been very lucky. And I think the best thing that has come out of this whole process is just the last week or so, the kind of influx of people that I'm connecting with online who, you know, genuinely like the content, they hear something and it resonates with them. And that's the most special thing as an artist, to see that your art is connecting with people.
That was such an awesome answer.
Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. So you said it blew up on TikTok, right? So like, what was that like? What kind of inspired the process of like the TikTok world?
Oh man. Yes. I love the story because it just shows how fun and unpredictable and wild TikTok can be. So I was actually in LA, working on music before I put out this demo. I had other songs finished, ready to go. And in fact, I had picked another song to be released on the date that I would ultimately use for Achilles Heel. And I was starting to promo that song. And in the middle of, you know, promoting this other song, I had this idea for a song about Greek mythology. Basically, the story goes, I was running to go to the boba shop and I didn't make it in time because my Achilles tendon started to hurt. So I said the phrase, I want to kill this Achilles heel. And that's where this whole mess started. Good mess. And then I sat down and I was like, well, what if I just take that Achilles part of it all the way and make this all about Greek mythology? And it just felt like, you know, the song came together in like 25 minutes. I thought, you know, when I posted the demo, 10 people would like it. But, you know, I was like, oh, maybe there's some other Greek mythology nerds in my follower base that will vibe with it. And, you know, the five of us can hang out. But then I woke up the next day and it had gotten, you know, over 500,000 views in just a couple of, you know, just half a day. And that it just continued to grow. And then it found its way on other social media platforms. Before I knew it, you know, Rick Riordan and his wife had seen the video, Alexandra Bracken, just these authors that I've idolized my entire life. And then, you know, that's what prompted kind of a quick decision in me. So I posted that video November 30th. So I finished the rest of the song and went into the studio. My producer was really great and accommodating and excited about it as well. And we had the entire song figured out and ready to go so we could publish on January 1st. So that's the date that we dropped the song. And so it was an absolutely wild experience from start to finish. The songs that I was creating before were so not like Achilles Heel, but I am so appreciative for Achilles Heel because I feel like it's really helped me identify my sound as an artist. Maybe not Greek mythology specifically, but just like the sonic elements of the piece are just stuff. They're things that I don't think I would have been inspired to. And, you know, my producer and I don't think we would have been inspired to go in that direction had it not been for like the interesting thematic elements of the song. So I'm really excited for that. And I think this is definitely a direction that I want to go into more.
So you said this song dropped only 12 days ago. That is so crazy.
Yeah, it's been a wild 12 days. It feels like simultaneously way less time and way more time.
You know? Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild. I'm very lucky. Whenever people, it is at the end of the day, as musicians, there are two parts of it. The first is like, I just genuinely like the music that I'm creating and I'm having a good time and this is what I want to be doing. And of course, all of those components are hit for me. But you also people give you a career. They don't, and that's totally fine. And that's up to the public. And that's their prerogative to decide which artists they want to support and which ones they don't. And to see that, this first single, there are people who want to listen, there are people who are playing it on repeat, people who want to tell their friends about it. Like it means the world. It means the world to me. And it does really kind of, before I released the song, I was still pretty hesitant about kind of my future in music. And it's been really exciting to have people tell me to keep going. And those are pieces of feedback that I take really to heart,
I did notice that because I read your bio on Spotify and noticed that you were a Harvard grad and you deferred your Harvard law career for music. That is so cool. That is, as a musician myself, that's the cool dreamscape that I feel like all musicians dream about getting to, like, this is the new plan. So what kind of was Achilles Heel's success kind of what inspired you to defer that, or did you kind of have the idea that you were going to wait on a law career beforehand?
Oh man, that's a great question. And I appreciate you saying that. That means a lot. So I actually was accepted to law school my junior year of undergrad, which is pretty atypical, through this kind of accelerated admissions program at Harvard Law School. And if one thing comes out of this, just Harvard Law School is awesome for accommodating students and being very patient and understanding with the wild places life can take its students after graduation sometimes. So I had actually previously decided to defer my admission my senior year. And I wasn't quite sure what I was doing in my deferral period. Right now it's at about 2 years, but Harvard Law School again is very accommodating. So depending on how things go, I might extend it. But I think I just knew that I didn't want to go straight to law school. And it ended up being a great decision because of COVID. So I'm very grateful I made that decision before COVID. And what I was actually doing before Achilles heel, but before this year, I was working full time during the day in a political job. That's what I thought I wanted to do for this deferral period. And I was actually just making music in my off hours. That was difficult. And I've only stopped doing that, I would say, in the last month or so. So the only in the last month has music really been full time. And I was actually planning on going to another political job after Achilles heel dropped that I think I've since reconsidered because I do want to spend a little bit more time in this world before committing to something else. So I'm grateful for the experience. I'm grateful that it happened all before, but music was actually never part of my deferral period plan. And it's been a really wonderful, happy accident. And it's, I think, one of the best things that's ever happened that I like, oh wow, like now I feel like I really can commit to a music career because of how things are going. So I'm gonna just kind of ride this wave for as long as I can before it dies out. I'm a surfer, so that's a fitting analogy. And then we'll see what happens. Harvard Law School is great though. If it doesn't work out, I think I'll be very lucky to go there. Not that Harvard Law School is a backup option.
I was gonna say that's like such a flex, just having that, like, both of those options. Like, you have like the viral music career and Harvard Law School both on your like your resume. That's so impressive.
I appreciate that. That means the world. I just keep saying I'm very lucky. I'm a very lucky person.
No, that's totally cool. You can tell it's a very genuine reaction to this too. That's like the coolest part. I mean, it's fun, and that's the beauty of making music in the first place. And I would like to comment on the lyrical content to Achilles Heel. I do appreciate all of the allusions to Greek mythology because I myself am actually a literature major. So I'm like, oh yo, I'm like piecing out the lyrics for, like, River of Styx, cool, there's a Medusa reference there, Achilles heel, got it. Like, you say Icarus at one point in the song, so it's super cool. And it's a very it's an intelligent song as well as just a very, like, literarily well-versed song. And I appreciated that too, because, I mean, one of my favorite things when I'm listening to music is, like, looking for specific things that I like about a song, because that's one of, so I mentioned before we started the recording process of this, I got like over 1,000 comments of people commenting on that video to listen to the music. So I have been listening to every single thing, because, like, it used to be like, okay, I listen to all these songs, I listen to what my friends send me, and I'm going to find my favorite song that my friends send me, I'm going to put that on my show. But I do listen to every single song, and there's so much to listen to now. And I think your song is the reason I decided to do this episode, because I was like, this is a cool style of music that I haven't gotten to showcase yet. And I'm like, okay, now this, I think, is one of my favorite songs that I'm going to be playing on my show, period. So I have to interview this person. So I'm very impressed, and I genuinely love that song. It's going in my playlists all over the place now.
Wait, that means the world. I wish the viewers could see the big smile that's on my face. That's so sweet of you to say. I think that means the world. I think it's been so funny trying to explain the genre to people, because I totally hear what you're saying, that it does kind of, when you hear it for the first time, you're like, what is this? Thematically, like, where is this going? So when people ask me, I'm like, it's kind of like electropop that has Greek mythology references. but I appreciate you saying that. And I think the lyrics, for me, I think the coolest thing about this whole experience is when I kind of first set about this whole process of figuring out how to take Achilles heel from a TikTok demo to a real song, the question was, you know, if people have seen my TikToks, I did a part two, which is like pretty much the entire content of the song in just two TikToks. Nothing's changed. Like maybe a couple of words here and there, a couple of rhythms, but it's so similar to the original structure of the song and melody and lyrics. So the question was, how much do I quell down so that this is more appealing to a more popular audience? So it's not just the subset of TikTok that knows a lot about Greek mythology. And ultimately, I made what I perceived to be a pretty risky decision to keep it exactly the way it was. And I thought it was going to bite me in the butt a little bit, that I was sacrificing a little bit of the mass appeal for the originality of the piece. But I think ultimately what people have liked most about it is how out there the lyrics are, which I'm always happy to say when I'm wrong as an artist. And that was something I was completely wrong about and blown away by, that people like how kind of esoteric and in the weeds all of the references are. So that's been a really great learning experience, and it's so great to hear that, because I'm a Greek mythology nerd, so it's nice to connect with other people who know the references, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was, I think, what got me into wanting to study literature in the first place, just how much I like mythology. So that's super cool, and I'm really happy that's working out for you. I hope it at least doubles in the next 12 days, because that would be so cool.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. So my final question for this interview is, do you have any new projects planned in the works coming up?
That is such a good question. I think I have to be super vague and in my answer, which I've never had to do before, because I vomit things. Okay, that was a horrible way to say it. I'm trying to say I have a lot of word vomit. Okay, please, I'm sort of bad. This is a perfect example. I'm really excited to make some announcements in the next couple of weeks about kind of where Jay Maya as an artist project is headed. There's some great stuff in the works, and all of those announcements point to there being like hopefully a really sustainable, lovely, wonderful future for Jay Maya. And it's funny because my name is not Jay Maya, so I keep saying Jay Maya in the third person, but we are technically one and the same. I think there's a lot of music coming. I think in terms of like the actual timeline, it might be a little bit before that is figured out. But in the meantime, I think I have a lot of wonderful, I hate saying followers, my friends, my online friends, who keep asking kind of when the next song is dropping. What I keep saying is, you know, I post songwriting, my songs every day on TikTok. So every day you can expect one to two completely original songs that I've written that day. It's just kind of like my little journal. So in the meantime, I promise, like, it's such a priority to me to keep new content coming, keep the babies fed. And if you're curious about, you know, and all what I like to do is I do have full demos just sitting on my laptop. So, you know, if people want to hear more of something, I'll just like literally send MP3 files and I'll be like, hey, here's this. It's not, you know. So I they're not like polished songs. They're just like, you know, my MIDI keyboard and like a starter set mic. But at the same time, you know, it's so important to me that, you know, if a friend, an online friend, wants something, then I'm able to, you know, in some capacity as an artist, you know, make them happy. So please, for anyone listening who for some reason wants to hear more music from me, which I'd be very flattered and honored and thrilled by, check me out on TikTok. I promise I'm posting a lot every day, and always feel free to DM me. I try to be super responsive, and you, if you're asking for anything, please let me know, and I'm happy to do it.
That is so awesome. So this has been Jay Maya, everybody. Check out her new song, Achilles Heel, on Spotify. Check out her TikTok. That is crazy. One, a new song or two a day. That is so crazy. The content keeps flowing. So this
Thank
is
you. I love interview. It. It's funny because it's still for me, it's like, I think it's like, for some people are like, why do you do that? Because like, it doesn't, it's like none of them are going, you know, it's like only a handful of them go viral. So it's like, you're putting in a lot of work. And for me, it's like, well, that's not the point. The point is like, just A, doing it to do it, because you get better right. at the song. But B, like, in case.
Yeah, that's definitely working.
Yeah, exactly. So I appreciate that. I appreciate. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I hope that this interview helps get some more listens for you.
Yes, that'd be great. And to everyone watching, this has been a great experience. And DM me. I love chatting with people.
Awesome. Take care. Awesome. And with the conclusion of that interview with Jay Maya, let's play her hit single, Achilles Heel. Let's double the listens that it's at currently, because that would be pretty amazing. Here we go. Achilles Heel by Jay Maya coming up right now.
I swear on my life and the river Styx, I never thought it'd be you I miss. Now I'm dangling by the ankle somewhere cold, like Sisyphus pushing that rock uphill, or Echo falling for a daffodil. You lured me like a siren to the shore. Now I can't keep this love, cause it always hurts too much. I keep crumbling, I keep stumbling, cause you've become my crutch. Love is my Achilles. Like a fierce labor, like I'm Heracles. You're losing your golden touch. I'll end this part like my name's Paris.
Once again, that track was called Achilles Heel by Jay Maya. I was absolutely delighted to have her on the show, and check out her TikTok. That is, I mentioned it in the interview, but that is so crazy to me. A new song a day, man. I write songs like a lot, but even I have not reached that level of productivity. That is something else. That is so cool. Reminds me of Amari, who I interviewed on the show a ways back, if you recall, if you've been listening to the show for a while. Amari also is one of those artists who is always constantly writing. So that's super cool. Check her out on J Maya. Check her out on Spotify. That's so cool, man. I tell you, like, TikTok really is the future of the music industry. And that might make a couple of people chuckle, but it's true. I've been listening, you know, and I'm a rock artist, so, I mean, though my music isn't super, like, old school, you can definitely tell I'm influenced by a lot of older bands and stuff, but this is tough, because, I mean, I listen to a lot of people talk about who, like, in the industry, producers, marketers, people who work in PR, anything. I mean, I like to listen to anyone who has any insight on the music industry speak, because everyone has valuable information and advice to offer. And a lot of them say, like, a lot, you'll hear a lot of people saying, oh, rock is dead. Like, no, it's not. No genre of music is dead. You're just resistant to learning the ways to promote it. Like, how many artists do I know personally that make fantastic music but are super hesitant to jump on social media? So many artists, and that's all it is, really. You got to learn how to connect with the people. You got to go to where the people are. And TikTok is one of those really accessible apps that shows you where the people are, and you have the best odds of being put in front of those people. I don't know. I'm not an expert on the TikTok algorithm, but I have been finding some personal success, at least on my main. And I find that once I kind of hit 600 followers, my viewership and For You page ratios and stuff just kind of dramatically started getting better. I mean, I was kind of talking to sometimes a few people prior to 600 followers, but I found personally once I breached 600 followers, a lot of my videos started blowing up. And it's interesting because it doesn't always necessarily mean it's the people who follow you. I mean, there are some people who follow me and I'll see them in my notifications frequently, and there are some people who don't, and those are usually the videos that blow up. I mean, it's crazy. And it's so interesting. My demographic on my main TikTok account is so drastically different from my Spitfire page, which I also have, which is doing pretty well right now. We're about to hit 600 followers pretty soon is at the rate that we're going, which I'm hoping for. That would be really sick. But it's interesting because, I mean, most of the stuff that I post that does really well is normally the nerdy stuff. I post a lot of Star Wars content. I post a lot of just nerdy shit in general, Avatar, Animal Crossing. So definitely I'm not appealing to the cooler demographics, but I'm cool with that. I mean, I'm totally not afraid to be a fucking dork on the internet because I'm a dork in real life, and I'm finding my people. But it's interesting because every now and then I'll try to promote my own music on TikTok and it never does well on my account, which is so tough. I'm like, oh, I have like 2,500 followers now and not even 10 of them will react with the videos I post about my band. I'm kind of eating those words right now. I actually put one of those up today and it's about to hit 100 likes, which I will gladly take. To me, I mean, 100 likes that's 100 people, man. That's so cool. And you know, like the whole numbers game of social media in general is so interesting because you'll see people are like, oh, it's only got like 200 likes. It didn't blow up. I'm like, 200 people liked your shit, man. 200 people interact with the Spitfire post. I am jumping for joy. If I put something on the Spitfire page and 200 people like it and 5 people comment on it, I consider that a success. That is awesome. So, yeah, just get on TikTok. Stop being hesitant. If you want to blow up in this world, you don't got to do the dances, man. I think people think that, like, when they think of TikTok, they think of the dancing. Like, we have not done the dances. And we're doing pretty well for ourselves. I have yet to do a dance on TikTok, though I personally am not opposed to it. They just look really hard. But you don't gotta do the dancing. Just talk. You got a phone? Open up the app. Talk. Say things about your music. Talk about it. For God's sakes, you're the only reason you're hindering your own success. Your genre is not dead. You're just not doing the right thing to find the people who like it. And that's what I'm trying to do, you know? I put on almost every Spitfire post, hashtag DIY music and hashtag indie, hashtag alt, because those are the people that I think will like our stuff. And it's working. It's working slowly but surely, and that's all that matters, you know? I don't gotta blow up overnight. I don't, like, if I would love to blow up overnight, but that's not why I post. I mean, I post so that maybe three people will be added to the people who call themselves fans of my music, and three more people boost our monthly listeners by three, and I'm cool with that. Three people is enough for me at a time. If I can do three people a day, that's a slow and steady rise, and I'm cool with that. That's enough for me. Anything beyond that is more than welcomed, but I'm so amazed by the algorithm of TikTok and how quickly things work. And honestly, I will say, Instagram Reels is a direct copy-paste of TikTok, but Instagram Reels algorithm is actually helping us a lot, too. I mean, sometimes it's interesting. You gotta post the same videos twice. I've been posting a lot on TikTok, so as Michael, my bassist, who runs the account with me, we'll post all of our TikToks on Instagram Reels too, and sometimes the videos that flop on TikTok will take off on Instagram Reels, and it's interesting. So there's no right or wrong method, but I mean, my philosophy as someone who's trying to make it in the music industry, you got to be on everything. Go to where people are. Find out. The people who aren't on TikTok are probably on Instagram, and they might be checking out Instagram Reels. So post the same videos you post to TikTok to Instagram Reels. Let that shit take off. Let fate decide it for you, and let the algorithms work in your favor. And also with that, I'm trying to... My goal, what I think would be a dream come true, would be being put into a Spotify editorial playlist. That has yet to happen for us. We've been put into some pretty cool playlists. One of my favorite playlists that Spitfire was put in twice over the summer was Govball's Quarantunes playlist. So Govball put my music in their playlist twice, two of my songs. That was super cool. But it wasn't there forever. It got taken out after a while because they refreshed the artistry in it. And I would love to be in an editorial playlist. But you know what? I think it's also my approach. I think I kind of rushed the process of releasing music. I kind of put things to release 3 weeks out as opposed to longer. I'm going to wait 6 weeks between our next single, which is recorded already. There is production being done on it already, and I'm very excited to release that song, but I'll talk more about that later. Just you gotta play the rules of what the services want you to play by. I know you want to do your thing. I know you want to release your song tomorrow and you want to just blow up overnight with not much work, but it's really hard to make it in this industry, and you gotta put in the work, and I'm learning that. I'm not an expert. I'm just someone who's figuring this out for myself right now and just relaying what I've done that works. And I really do hope that I can help people who are listening to this. I'm kind of preaching to no one right now, but I think that's a sign that I should stop preaching for this time. And let's play ourselves out with for this episode. This is going to be a song by my band called Good Vibrations. Hope you guys enjoy it. Stay safe. Check out my other podcast, Spitfire Behind the Scenes, new stuff coming soon, and I will talk to you guys later.